Welcome to chapter. Should have looked it up. Welcome to chapter a number over 79. I think 80. Welcome to chapter 80 of Memoirs of a Guy Who Can't Count. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first ever filmed episode of the podcast. It's a big milestone for the podcast. We've done a lot of shit things, but never have we done something so shit that you can actually watch this for a whole hour. You can sit down or stand up. I don't know how you like viewing things. And watch me speak. So if you're currently listening in your little ear holes right now on iTunes or something, and you want to watch it, head over to the Memoirs of a White Guy podcast channel on YouTube, and you can watch me speak. I mean, it's the same thing, except I move my hands more, I guess. And you really get the proper frustration whenever I get a message from, like, a 15-year-old. Did I just pronounce frustration wrong? I just said frustration, like crustacean. Did I pronounce everything wrong? Last night on my Snap story, man, I pronounced Ratatouille, the Pixar film, and the French dish, Ratatouille. I said it like 10 times. I was like, I was trying to be funny, and I was like, trying to do this Ratatouille fact, which is, I found out recently from my boy Lachlan Fairbairn that the main rat in Ratatouille, his name's not Ratatouille, his name's Remy. For years, I've just been calling that rat, the blue rat that's in the film, Ratatouille, because I was like, oh yeah, that's a rat, that must be his name. I mean, I knew it was a dish, but I also just thought, oh, must be a double up, because like, who could be bothered to think of it? I'm an idiot. Anyway, so I was like, went on my story, I was trying to be funny, and I was like, yeah, guys, Ratatouille, his actual name is Ratatouille. What the fuck, who would have thought? And everyone's like, dude, 15-year-olds just coming down on me hard, like, hey man, it's pronounced Ratatouille, dickhead. Two silent L's. 13-year-olds. Hey, bro. Bro, you fuckstick. Oi, fuckstick. It's a silent L. Kids in kindergarten. Okay, there's no kids in kindergarten watch my shit. But the point is, I got shat on for that. And then, right, classic Luke Kidgel fashion, the only way I know how, I come on Snapchat and I'm like, hey, so another fact I just learned out. I learned about Ratatouille, is it's not pronounced Ratatouille, it's pronounced Ratatouille. And then I was like, if you come to my Snapchat story for correct Pixar pronunciation, okay, then skedaddle, okay? I was like, I'm going to go home and watch A Bug's Leaf and A Monster's Inc, okay? So if you're coming to my content for English tutorials, get out of here. What are you doing? Okay? Just run. Keep going. Dude, you could learn better English of like an immigrant like student who's studying at RMIT just to make his parents happy. Like it's English is like his fourth language. Okay? You would learn better pronunciation off that guy, right? So everyone started like losing their shit over Ratatouille, and then I made that video saying pronunciation, which, if you guys don't know, is not the correct pronunciation of the word pronunciation. The correct pronunciation is pronunciation, not pronunciation, right? I just came on my Snapchat story, I was like, oh, if you wanted the correct pronunciation, only me would be stupid enough to pronunciation. Dude, I don't know how that shit's pronounced. You know why? It's because I know it's correctly pronounced pronunciation, but I just don't care. What are you going to do? Sue me? What are you going to do? Oh, I pronounced the word wrong? Cool. You knew what I meant. Get over it, okay? Get some bricks, get some mortar, lay the bricks, lay the mortar, construct an arched bridge over my pronunciation, and climb on over that bad boy. Move on. Goodbye. skedaddle. So, but yeah, so that's the story of my life. Oh, by the way, the reason why there was no podcast last week is because I did a podcast, right? I did one. New camera, obviously, filming this on, which has a great Zoom mic on. It's a Q8 for all the camera nerds wanting to know. Oh, man, because I know I'm going to get that. Man, what do you film the podcast on now? Why do you care? Google that shit. You Google podcast mics. There's only like three. Take a pick, okay? I chose the Zoom Q8. It's got a sick microphone on it, and it's got a good camera. I've been recording all my shows on it, right, so I can upload some, maybe some crowd work after the shows. But yeah, so the reason why I didn't do the podcast last week, obviously, new camera, still getting used to it. I put it on. I went after my Tuesday night show, after my opening night show, or I think maybe Wednesday night, I went to record the podcast at midnight here at the radio station. And I did a whole hour, talked for an hour. It was great. It was good fun. Thoroughly enjoyed myself. Got to the end of the hour, was like, hey guys, I'll see you next week. And then put the podcast on my laptop, ready to upload straight away. And podcast filmed great. Looked good under the lights. Filmed the whole hour. No problems there. Hey Luke, did you remember to record the audio? Sorry, what? Did you remember to record the audio? Because audio needs is a really essential part to podcasts. You kind of need it on podcasts. No, I just recorded the video on mute. Who knew that you had to? There's a little knob right on my camera right now, and that says 1 to 10, and right there's a 0. It came on 0, right? Who would have thought it's a podcast mic, as if it would come on 0? That's like buying like a tent, and then they're like, oh, you know, that's exactly how tents are bought. I was about to say that's like buying a tent and then it not being set up. But that was a really bad analogy. That's how you buy all tents. All right, that's a bad analogy. That's like, okay, you know what that's like? Buying a car and then not putting petrol in the car. And you're trying to drive, and you're like, I can't use it. And they're like, oh, yeah, sorry, you're going to go get petrol. Just have the mic on when you buy it, all right? Was it ridiculous of me to assume that the mic wouldn't be on when the camera's only function is to record podcasts with great audio and videos with great audio? Am I the stupid one? Maybe I am, right? So I record this whole thing yelling by myself like a schizophrenic. Probably the best podcast episode I've ever done. Fortunately, you guys will never hear it. That's what happened to the last one that didn't record. But anyway, yeah, we're back at it again this week. And then the rest of the week, it got to Thursday, right? And I had a podcast, and then I had my show, was filming all day. And then it got to Thursday night, then I had another show at the comedy festival. Then it got to Friday morning, and I was like, dude, it's almost fucking Tuesday again. So I was like, I'm just going to do the podcast next week. And also, I don't want to repeat the same shit that I talked about last week. Makes me feel like an insane person. So yeah, I'm at the radio station, I'm recording it. It's very busy at the moment. It's currently like 10 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday. So the breakfast show is just finished in here that I was on. I just did an interview with Mandy and Akmal on Central Coast. I did the last hour with them on air, which is pretty cool because I've never done breakfast radio before. And I woke up this morning and I was deaf in one ear. Did that ever happen to you guys? You woke up and I'm like, oh, I'm half disabled. Great. Let's continue about my morning. And I'm sitting in the middle of them on the interview, right? So Mandy is on my left, Akmal is on my right, and I'm trying to have a conversation with them, but I can only hear Akmal, and I kept having to turn my head the whole way around to speak to Mandy. I looked like an insane person, and I didn't really tell them why. I don't know why. It's like I've been trying to get shit. Oh, there's nothing in my ear. You don't have to do the thing where you're like on an airplane and your ears are popping, and you like blow, and then you're like, and then you breathe out of your ears. You know that? Where you like can exhale out of your ear if you hold your nose and then blow. But your eyes feel like they're popping out. Dude, I've been doing that all morning. Oh god, now I've just gone deaf in both ears. I just did it then. Anyway, so I'm feeling really self-conscious about my voice. Because that's why deaf people can't speak properly. Because they can't hear themselves. So I can only half hear myself right now. I don't know. I bet you I'm talking really loud. But I just because I can't hear myself. It's like when you're talking to someone with headphones on, they're like, what? No, I'm not talking like, so I can't hear you. And like, dude, you're a meter away from me. Chill out. That's been me all morning. I've just been fucking yelling at people because I can't hear. I don't know what's wrong with me. Man, it's so weird being half disabled. Like, right now, if I was to compete at the Olympics, I don't know which Olympics I would compete at. Paralympics or the regular ones. Either way, I think we I don't have the ability to compete at any Olympics because I'm not talented. But yeah, it's really busy. I'm assuming this podcast will get interrupted at some point because I haven't booked the studio. I'm just in here yelling because it's a soundproof room. Hamish and Andy are currently doing their podcast just next door. So it's crazy. Everyone's walking past and stuff. So yeah, I'm just going to try and do the podcast. Hopefully there's minimal interruptions. And then, yeah, then we'll go. Dude, I've missed the podcast, man. It's been 2 weeks. The last one I did was on my birthday. What do I talk about? So, the Melbourne shows, right? I'm halfway through my Melbourne Comedy Festival run, which is the worst time to not drop a podcast. But luckily, the shows were selling out anyway. Oh, sorry. Alan, welcome in.
Oh, who's this?
Alan is, guys, Alan just producing?
Yeah, I'm an executive producer.
Executive produce, the radio station. Oh, Mandy, we were just talking. I was just talking
Hi.
About you. This
were
is
you?
Mandy.
Was he saying good stuff about me?
No, I was saying that halfway through the interview, I realised I'm deaf in one ear this morning. I woke up and I just can't hear out of one ear. The whole time... Yeah, so that's not funny.
Are you permanently deaf, Bart?
No, I'm not. I just woke up this morning and I can't hear properly. And then the whole time... I was, like, facing this way to hear you.
Yes.
You're like, I was hearing
I noticed
Akmal.
That you were doing that.
Yeah, and I was just talking. I'm like, they must have thought I was weird. And then I was like, I didn't get a chance to tell them, but now I have.
He is weird.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was on Central Coast Brekkie Radio this morning. Pretty Woo! Cool. This is my podcast. I can stop it if you guys need to do things. Alrighty, I'm back. They set to get their shit. I thought I would get interrupted, but now I don't know if I'll get interrupted. That was the only interruption I was expecting. So I think we're good now. Yeah, and that was Mandy who does the show with Akmal. And yeah, that was great fun this morning. Man, I had to get up so early. Like, so early. And I only did 8 till 9. So I got up at like 6, right, to get in here. But man, actually, no, I got up at 5:30. But dude, I don't know how breakfast teams do it every day. I don't know how I feel about doing breakfast radio. I mean, it was never a huge goal, but Jesus Christ. Like, I was super excited because I was like, oh, getting up at 6:30, that sucks. But doing a breakfast interview, you know, that's fun. So I felt like Natalie Ambruglia. I was torn. Fuck, that's the best joke I've ever made on the podcast. And there's no one here to give me any recognition for it. That's really disappointing. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that one. All right, so what I want to talk about this week. So, yeah, the shows, right? Melbourne shows, I've done 6, sold out 3, which is insane. I'm doing it seats like 90, they told me it was 100 seater, but it only seats like 90, or otherwise there's like people sitting on top of each other and stuff. So yeah, I've been feeling it like almost every single night, which is crazy, and even the nights that don't sell out, it's only ever like 5 tickets off. So every night has been unreal, and I'm super... grateful to all the people who have been coming to the shows. And I think this show is definitely been my favorite to perform. I like it. I like doing it more. It's more fun for me than last year's show. There's heaps of silly shit, which I love. I mean, if you guys saw my show last year, you know that. And yeah, it's just, I feel comfortable. There's more stories. The thing that sets this year's show apart about last year's is honesty. Like, last year's show, obviously, it was all based off real shit, but I didn't really tell any stories the way they actually happened. Like, for example, I had this bit at the end of the show about, like, bikies and stuff, and that was, like, even when you're listening to it, it's kind of more of a joke about, it was more of a joke about the social stigmas of being in a bikie gang, and I crafted this, made it, like, anecdotal, but when really it was obviously, like, made up, like, half of it was made up. It was based off a thing where one time I yelled at a bikie out of the car, and they... yeah, weren't too happy about it. But other than that, the rest of the story was pretty much fabricated. And that's just because, you know, at the start of doing comedy, I was just writing bits. And I was like, oh, this works on stage. But this year, I think I struggled more writing the show because I made a rule, I set myself a rule where I wanted to be honest this year. I just felt weird about going on stage and just bullshitting every night. And it wasn't all bullshit, but it was like, some of it was just like completely fabricated, you dickhead. Dude, I can't even speak English. Right? So yeah, this year has been more fun to go on stage every night at the festival, and then I'm taking the show around the country on tour, just because I feel like I'm actually saying shit now that happened to me, and it's honest, and it feels more genuine, and I think the audience can tell. So yeah, I tell a story at the end of the show. It's my favorite bit I've ever done on stage, about a time I almost got arrested at the airport in New Zealand, which I don't think I ever really told on the podcast because I wanted to save it for the show. I've started telling like this story about the bodybuilding convention, which has been quite fun. So yeah, there's a couple of stories, whereas last year was like, hey, this is my thoughts on The Bachelor, or this is my thoughts on whatever the fuck, like on Centrelink or whatever. So this year has been more like learning a bit more about me, and you know, obviously there's jokes and shit in the stories, but yeah, I'm loving performing it, and thank you so much to every single person who has come. It means the world. I've met so many people listening to this podcast. It's just crazy. Dude, I've signed so many boxes of Savoys this week. I just lost count. Half the people get me to sign them, and half the people give me boxes of Savoys. And at home, like, my dad's loving it. He's like, great, this is saving heaps off the weekly grocery shopping. Because, like, at home, we've just got, like, now a whole pantry just packed. I've got, like, a year's supply of Savoys now at home. I mean, and some person bought me light Savoys. Skedaddle. Okay, if you think I want light Savoys, you don't know a lot about me, okay? I'm a Savoy boy, not a light Savoy boy. And it was so insulting because I was like, oh, it's not a Jats. But another thing, like, is this guy calling me fat? What are you trying to say, bro? Okay? He's like, yeah, these light Savoys are for you. And he made a point of it after the show. And I was like, I appreciate you coming to the show. I don't appreciate the fat shaming, okay? Or at least the assumption that I need a light Savoy. But, yeah, it's been awesome meeting a bunch of Savoy boys. I've signed just some weird shit on posters, man. I signed a vagina. Oh, no, okay, here's what happened, right? A guy's name was, like, his name started with C. I think his name was Con, and his last name was Clitoris. So all his friends call him Clitoris. And he's like, hey, man, can you draw a clitoris on my poster? Right, so he bought one of the show posters after the show, and I signed everyone's posters, right? And I was like, yeah, man, I can. I usually just write, like, Savoy Boys for Life, or, like, hope you had a good night, whoa, or some stupid shit. Or, like, my name Jeff. And he's like, yeah, man, draw a clit. And I was like, do you mean, like, a little dot? Or do you want me to draw, like, a vagina, like, an anatomical diagram of a vagina with a clitoris on it? Like, what do you mean? Right? And I was like, and he's like, yeah, man, just whatever. So I, to get it really spot on and so I could label it correctly, I Googled, like, anatomical diagram of a vagina and then, like, you know, labia, like, all the different bits and stuff, like vaginal opening and the clitoris. And it was a piece of art, right? And I felt so bad because I was like, dude, I've just fucking ruined this guy's poster. And I give it to him. He's like, bro, this is amazing. All right, man, see you later. And then just left. Like, and this same dude, right, at the show, he didn't realize that you had to fill in your last name, right? And all, no, sorry. He didn't realize that you had to say your last name at the door. And I guess because his last name was Literus, he's a bit ashamed of it, didn't want to fill it in. So when he bought the ticket for my show, he wrote in Con McDickface. And then he got to the door, right, and on the door list, like, it's like, hey, name please, and there's a door list, and you get checked off or whatever when you hand over your ticket. And he's like, Con, and the girl's like, sorry, last name? And he's like, McDickface? She goes, sorry, what? Con McDickface. Oh, you're a fuckhead. Great. Yep. Make your way to your seat. Dude. And then, so I got told, right, so this would have happened at the door. That's how I like to imagine it happened. I wasn't there, right? I was backstage. And then Emily, like, heard that happening at the door, and she, like, ran backstage. She's like, Luke, there is a guy called Conor McDickface in the audience. And I was like, great, this is half the show. And it was. It was great. I spoke to Conor McDickface. We got to the ambition, and I was like, why? What made you write Conor McDickface? And then he didn't tell me in the show that his last name was Litteris, but I was just like, man. And he was like, he was, if it makes sense, he was such a Conor McDickface. Like, no offense to the guy. Lovely guy. Really appreciate him coming to the show. He was an absolute legend, right? But such a Conor McDickface. Like, you can tell he skateboarded to the show. Like, you just know he owns a Velcro wallet. Like, it was just such a Conor McDickface. And, yeah, so that was pretty funny. That's probably the weirdest one I've had, a vagina on the poster. I mean, I've drawn some weird shit. I drew a gorilla bum toot on someone's toaster. Poster. No one's bringing their toaster to the show. Now someone's going to bring a poster. Oh, sorry, a toaster. Fuck me. Anyway. So, yeah. That's how the show's been going. I don't know if I have any more stories from the shows. Man, it's been super fun. I've been loving just chatting to you guys after the show. People just told me the weirdest shit. Anyway, so yeah, Bachelor in Paradise, guys. Bachelor in Paradise, we're kicking along. The last time I talked about it, I don't think the show had even started, or maybe I just watched one episode, and I've still need to catch up. But I've watched the episode where Jared comes in. And he came in straight away, and my favorite quote, he was like, by the way, Jared is Sophie Monk, Jared, the guy who she rejected on national TV, and he came in, he's like, I have no regrets from that entire experience. Oh yeah? How about the time that you cried because someone pissed in your pot plant on national TV? Yeah? Proud of that one, are you, mate? Or, how about the time when you cried because you cried in an animal onesie because someone insulted your blankie, your childhood blankie. No regrets from that entire experience. You did more regrettable shit than I did on schoolies, okay? You made some mistakes, Jared, and it's fine if you've moved on from them, but not regretting them. Jesus Christ, have some respect for yourself. I mean, he's a thirsty boy, but fucking hell. Right? And then he gets in there and he goes, I'm just going to take it easy, guys, and mingle. Next minute, bloody Sophie Monk lookalike Ali, a girl called Ali or whatever, walks in to Paradise. She's new on the show. Jaws are just dropping, right? Because she's like a D cup, but she's like 5'8" and she's got really skinny. So all these guys walk, just creeping on her. And she walks in, and I straight away, just, he's forgotten, like, anything, any intention to take it easy and just mingle has just gone out the door. It's skedaddled. And then, I don't know why I keep saying that word, it's just fun to say, skedaddle. And yeah, he just goes, oh, she's stupidly hot, and just starts frothing at the mouth over this alley chicken. What a psychopath. I mean, dude, I would never get on national TV and just, like, you could, like, film him. You know what they need? It should be, like, one of those 24-hour reality TV shows where you can stream them, like, sleeping and shit online when the show's not on air. Like, and it's just, like, you know, there's, like, Jake Cam, there's Tara Cam, there's Florence Cam, and then there's, like, Rape Cam. And it's just following Jared around, and you see who he's trying to touch up unconsensually on that particular day. I'd watch that shit. I mean, it's illegal, but, you know, get it on the dark web. I want to watch Jared molest some peeps before he gets kicked off the show. And yeah, this girl who's obsessed with now on the show, Ali, her nickname, season 1 of The Bachelor, was the Stage 5 Clinger. a match made in heaven. Boom. When the stars collide, when two thirsty boys meet, all right? Oh, there's something perfect about that. I mean, she's just as weird as him. Good on them. I'm proud. I was touched, right, to see them getting along. And the thing that I can't get over on The Bachelor in Paradise is how sunburnt they all are. It's been like 3 days, and they're all just looking like Elmo. Just like lobster, like on, like they look like they're in Fiji. They're classic white people on holiday. No, like they got free champagne, free beers. At not one point did anyone hand them some sunscreen. Just like, hey, slip, slop, slap. It's important, okay? They're literally glistening on TV like they've just put on aloe vera. And man, it's embarrassing to watch. Yeah, like to their pieces to camera, like the ones where they go, oh my God. And then Stephanie said this or whatever, those bits, they just look sick. I'm like, you look dehydrated and ill instead of talking about what Tara did today, okay? Whack on some sunscreen next time. You've been in paradise for 2 days, all right? Sit under a palm tree and just chill the fuck out, okay? Because you're going to get skin cancer and there's nothing funny about that, okay? Like, just seriously, on a serious note, those people need to take more care in their skin. It makes me uncomfortable watching the show. I mean, other people watch it for the drama, and I just watch it because I feel for these people now, and I want to follow their journeys if they die or not in the next 20 years from, you know, early skin problems. But anyway, Jake, man. I don't know if he's still in the show because I'm a bit behind, but, dude, there's this guy, Jake, on it who's just, like, king of the boys. Like, he's an absolute piece of shit, but complete douchebag, but king of the boys. I love him at the same time. You're like, if you're a girl, like, you know, he's less like that guy. He acts like he's 21, but he's like 30, and he's like, yeah, I still got it. And you're like, yeah, you're balding a bit at the front, but you're still got an alright rig on ya. Get out there and bloody, you know what I mean? He's on his last legs and he knows it, so he's just trying to fuck anything that moves. Because he knows in 3 years, he's going to have to start, because currently he's probably fucking tens. But now he's going to have to move down to sevens and sixes, you know, just like the rest of us, you know. You can't all fuck supermodels, right? So, you've got to move down thing. And he knows he's only got a few years left, so he's on this TV show and he's lapping it up. It's been like 2 episodes and he's already kissed 2 girls. He kissed a lesbian. Once again, Jake, king of the boys, okay? He convinced a girl who likes the puss to kiss him. Dude, imagine just busting into Ellen's studios and be like, kiss me, baby. I mean, I know she's married to Portia, but like, she'd be like, nah, not even because I'm married. Like, genuinely, you got a cock slapping your knees and I'm not into that. So good on Jake. I don't know how he did it. Man, he kissed her before she even made it into the resort. Like, he kissed her before she met everyone else on the show. He went out on this date with her before she even got introduced to the show. Boom, tongues down her throat. King of the boys. What a legend, Jake. So, yeah, other than that, he's a complete arsehole. yeah, so that's like where I'm at in Bachelor in Paradise right now. I'm sorry I'm a bit behind for all you people keeping up with the show. I'll give you a full rundown next week. I'll catch up. Dude, I think there's 4 episodes this week, and I'm doing a show every single night at the Comedy Festival. It's hard to keep up, okay? I'm a busy boy. Been doing radio interviews, been filming videos with the boys. Frenchie was just in Melbourne, filming with Lewis, Elliot, Lachlan Fairbairn came down from Adelaide, from Fairbairn Films, so yeah, bloody big week, so that's why the podcast didn't get done. There's a few videos coming out now, dropped one last night, which has been good, and yeah, so that's where my content's at, that's why I've been a busy boy. Anyway, there's 1 week to go for my Melbourne shows, and then I come to Adelaide and Perth next. So Adelaide and Perth, get y'all ticks now, okay? Perth is almost sold out, less than 20 tickets left. And yeah, I would love to add an extra show, but because it's only a few weeks away, I don't know, some people might just end up missing out. So if you don't want to miss out, Perth, I don't think I'll be adding an extra show, so there's 20 tickets left. If you want to come, get on that shit ASAP. And Brisbane also, I think I will be adding an extra show, but only only if you sell it out, okay? There's like 15 tickets left to Brisbane. I really want to add an extra show. It'd be a dream come true to do two shows in a different city. So get those ticks and make a young boy... Wait, make a young boy's dream come true. Not make a young boy. I'm not Pinocchio. Okay, you can't just craft me out of nothing. All right, the next thing I want to talk about... I read like this... It was last week, right? I read this weird news article, right? It kind of brings back to the Ed Sheeran thing, right? How someone proposed during the concert. I just wasn't a fan of doing personal shit in a concert atmosphere, right? Not into it. And then I read this news article that was like, Justin Timberlake helps fan announce pregnancy during show. Do you want that? The most intimate, personal moment of your life. And he's like, hey, yo, guys, Melissa has got a big announcement. And the crowd's like, woo, you're pregnant. And then that moment's awesome. And then he's like, anyway, get the fuck off stage. I'm bringing a sexy bang. Yeah. No matter, but do you really want that to be your moment? Or do you want to share it with friends and family and the people who mean... That's how a pregnancy announcement should be. It should be... To the ones you're closest with. Sorry, the podcast got interrupted again, and I had to move rooms in the radio station, and now the video looks shit. But anyway, who cares? So this has been the podcast of interruptions. Man, this is so busy. Turns out people have shit to do at a radio station. Who would have thought in the middle of the day that I'd be constantly interrupted? And then I think in like half an hour or less than half an hour, Andrew Hansen from The Chaser has to come in and use this studio as well. So I'm going to have to hurry up and finish the podcast. So what was I talking about? Yeah, I was talking about Justin Timberlake, a fan. Sorry, you guys just heard this 2 seconds ago, but it's been like 5 minutes for me. Okay, so Timberlake, the article reads, Timberlake spotted a fan in the crowd holding a sign that read, "Will you help me announce my pregnancy to my family?" Right? And she sent them the video of the announcement and they freaked out. Yeah, no shit, because they're probably ashamed to have you as a daughter, okay? Like, they freak out, oh my god, my daughter is the lowest, okay? I mean, would you even want that? This is what my argument always is. Like, announcements like, you know, like, oh my god, like proposing someone a concert, announcing a pregnancy, it's all the same shit, falls under the same category of intense personal shit in front of a stadium of people. Like, do you announce your virginity? Where does it stop? Like, oh, I'm going to lose my virginity at a Justin Timberlake concert. I mean, dude, I bet you there's someone who's lost their virginity at a One Direction concert before. For sure. Like, in the crowd. Like, that's how I wanted it. It was perfect. The way you like nobody else, you don't know. That's what makes you beautiful. Why are you just getting pounded on the floor? Like, whoa, that's what makes you bend over. You know that's happened, man. That's crazy to think. It wouldn't have happened here. It would have happened in like Norway, like a liberal European country where it's like not even frowned upon. They're like, oh yeah, that's just 14-year-old fucking. Good on them. It's beautiful. Let them go. Right? Like, I just announcing a pregnancy. I mean, do you reckon the 14-year-old couple who lost their virginity at the One Direction concert announced their pregnancy on the next tour? Like, they came back 9 months later and they were like, guys, we're pregnant. It was like the Lion King. They just held up the baby and they're like, we're calling it Harry. Oh, man. So, I just don't like that shit. I read this shit, I'm like, and everyone's like, oh my god, imagine if Justin Timberlake announced my pregnancy. That would be a dream come true. Really? You think Justin Timberlake gives a shit? Okay, all you're saying is, hey, I got knocked up recently. I've recently had sex. Just wanted 50,000 people to know. It's just a subtle way to brag, really. That's what it is. It's subtle bragging. This is better. Sorry, I just changed the podcast angle for the camera. And the second weird news story I read, so I still have to read the news every day, even though we're not, like, doing radio, because we're doing radio once a week, so I always try and keep up with current affairs. Me and Tracy Grimshaw, we get in there, and we just scour the news, and the problem is, we both talk about shit news that's not news. I talk about Justin Timberlake announcing fans' pregnancies, and she talks about the ever-going supermarket war between Coles and Woolies. I forgot what the two supermarkets were. Sorry, there's just so many people walking past here, right? I'm moving the camera out of the studio. It's just corridors and shit. Everyone just keeps walking past, and it's fucking distracting. Okay, dude, I'm like a little kid. Like, I'll be focusing on something, and then literally mid-sentence, I'll be like, oh, a butterfly, and I'll just leave. I do that on stage, man. Like, this week, I'll just be talking about one thing, and then something else will happen, right? Like someone will be like, oh, this side, and then I'll be like, oh, my God, what's happening over here, guys? And then I'll forget about what I was talking about someone over there, and it's really unprofessional. Do you know what's the most unprofessional shit I did this week? Some guy was eating Savoy's at my show, right? Like, he was just having a little munch during my show. They'd bought some Savoy's, and I was like, oh, boys, nice Savoy's, pointed them out or whatever, and then they were like, oh, do you want some? So I, like, walked into the crowd, through the crowd, and grabbed some Savoy's, and then, like, started eating them and walked back to the stage, and I forgot in that, it was like, I made a really split-second decision to be like, well, I haven't had dinner, I'm quite hungry, and I could do a Savoy right now. I mean, I'm a Savoy boy. It's pretty weird to knock back a Savoy when offered. It feels unnatural. But then I made a mistake because, like, as soon as I put the Savoy in my mouth, I realized how chewy they are. And it takes about 30 seconds to 45 seconds to chew a Savoy properly. I might have grabbed two, actually. And then I put them in my mouth, and I was just, like, chewing them. And I was like, and then I walked back to stage, and I was like, I can't speak. And everyone's just staring at me, and I'm just sitting here chewing a Savoy like loudly into the microphone, and it was funny for a bit, and then I was just like, hey, look, I'll be honest, this is the most unprofessional shit I've ever done on stage. And then like 90 people just had to watch me finish a Savoy. Like, people were just like, I'll just wait until you're done, and then I just continued with the show. So if that's not an incentive to come to my show, then I don't know fucking what is. I mean, the point is that the shows are pretty loose. But yeah. So, what else has been happening? So, I think there's a mic here that's recording me. But I don't know where it's going to. I'm probably getting broadcasted right now on, like, Newcastle Breakfast Radio or some shit. And I... and now the station's going to get phone calls because I've just said shit. Alright, the second news story I read, this one was a banger. Detroit Zoo to give away free poo. Now, my first thing about this was, no one's paying for that shit. No one is paying a zoo for their poo. Okay? Firstly, I love the journalism. Okay? Rhyming headlines always make me giggle. The best one I've seen recently was from the NT News, and it was about the ball tampering cricket scandal that's been happening at the moment, which, by the way, people have been asking my thoughts on Snapchat and shit. My thought on that is, I can't believe how much everyone cares about cricket all of a sudden. 3 weeks ago, no one gave a fuck about cricket. Oh, cricket's on. Who are we playing? Couldn't tell ya. Oh, we're in South Africa. Great. Then all of a sudden, I'm watching TV the other night, and literally, Rove's new show, I was watching a bit of it, it's that new movie quiz show, just cuts halfway to this live press conference. Like, they cut a show in the middle of a segment to this live press conference of Steve Smith just chatting away, like crying on TV, apologizing. And my favorite part, I had to leave the room. I was laughing so much because everyone was taking it so seriously. My dad's watching it going like, this is a national tragedy. We've been caught cheating. And mum's like, I don't know about cricket. I'm sitting there like, I don't know why the fuck I was watching Channel 10 anyway. So I'm going to say, we're watching Steve Smith, and he gets on there and he's bawling his eyes out, crying on TV. And then he goes, I'm really sorry that I've brought the world's greatest sport into such disrepute. The world's greatest sport. Oh, have you never seen curling? Oh, Okay, Steve Smith, have you never seen Ultimate Cage Fighting? MMA fighting? Conor McGregor. Have you never seen boxing? Conor McGregor versus Mayweather. Have you watched an old Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight? Okay, what about AFL? Also a better sport in the same country. I mean, I know it's subject to opinion, but literally, it's not the best sport in the world. But, like, technically, soccer is the best sport in the world by sheer popularity. I don't personally like soccer. I think it's a sport for cocksuckers. I was trying to be non-homophobic then, and I couldn't. I was homophobic. But, yeah, I was trying to be like... Anyway, what was I saying? I just got distracted again. By sheer popularity, soccer is the most popular sport in the world and therefore the best sport. But it's not personally for me. Okay? Anyway, this what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. The NT News. They wrote this headline about the ball tampering scandal that went. Steve Smith got some sticky on his dicky. Because if you don't know that, they rub the tape from his pants near his scrotum region. And oh, guys, it's Radio Mike. Guys, it's... Oh, he ran past. Okay, I'll let you guys know when Radio Mike comes back. All right. Are you in the market... Okay, this is what it said, right? It said, are you in the market for a free bucket of elephant dung? Well, you're in luck. No, I'm not. No one is... Not even elephant owners. They're trying to get rid of the dung. Literally, no one in the world, no one is in the market for elephant dung. What are you going to use that for? You're going to eat it? You're going to sprinkle it on a salad? What are you going to use elephant dung for? Okay? Seriously. These people just keep walking past. It's... Definitely distracting. This is the most distracting. I'm sorry, guys. This is the hardest podcast I've ever had to do. I'm in a room surrounded by windows, and people just keep walking past and looking at me, and I just keep, like, trying not to make eye contact with them, but I keep doing it. And Radio Mike's working out there for Hamish and Andy, and he just keeps pulling faces at me. It's distracting. So blame Mike, okay? Anyway. At its usual... Right. So, anyway... This zoo, right, this story got me because this Detroit zoo was giving away free elephant dung to the first 1,000 people who came to visit the zoo. Like, as an incentive. Like, if you come to our zoo and you're one of the first 1,000 people, you get to take home a little paper bag of elephant shit. That is not an incentive. Like, come down. And you'll come away with shit, like poo. We'll give you fecal matter in a bag from one of our elephants. No one's like, well, now I'm going. I wasn't interested, but because of that sick deal sweetener with the elephant dung. Dude, even if you loved fertilizer, like you loved fertilizing and plants. What else do you use elephant dung for? What are you going to do? My dad recently just fertilized the front garden, and holy shit, every time I go out there, it feels like a toilet's punched me in the face. Like, it just feels like you're... Like, it feels like I'm giving my front door a rim job every single time, just the smell. Man, it's bad. I was like... And I keep getting done by it, right? Because I keep, like, checking to see if I've shit myself. Like, sorry, not shit. I did check once, right? So what happens first, right? I checked to see if I'd stepped in shit. I had my boots on, my brand new Luke boots. And I could smell this, like, awful smell of poo. And I was like, I've stepped in a dog crap. So I was checking my shoes, and there's nothing on them. And then a little part of me did think, have I shat myself? Without realizing. Dude, that's such a low level of self-esteem where that thought actually crosses your mind as a grown adult. You're like, oh, did I do a poo in my pants? Jesus Christ. No, it's just Dad. He's fertilized the garden, and for now, a week now. And the thing is, I keep forgetting about it because I just never think about fertilizer. I haven't thought about fertilizer for ages, right? And every time I walk up my front stairs and, like, I walk into the house, I'm like, oh, I've done it again. I've stepped in dog shit. Oh, it's the fertilizer. Gets me every time. Like, I'm walking up the stairs. Oh, geez. And I just feel around my butt for a wet patch. Oh, nah. Dad's just trying to make the tulips grow better. Great. With elephant dung. Dude, I think that's what he's... Maybe Dad went to the Detroit Zoo. Dad is the only person in the world. Like, if I sent that news article to Dad, he'd be like, we're booking a flight to Detroit. To Detroit. Fucking hell. I give up. I can't pronounce things. Detroit. You idiot. Detroit. Alright. The only email... I mean, I think I had a few, actually. But the banger I wanted to do, right? Some guy sent me... I met him at the show during the week. His name's Nick. He sent me... an assignment, right? Oh, hey, I've got one question. I'll answer the question first, and then I'll do that, right? Hello, Luke. This is Lee here. What's up, Lee? Just started listening to your podcast, Memoirs of a White Guy, after YouTube recommending your VCAL skit in my feed. This begs the question, what's Jathan doing with his life? I don't know what Jathan's doing, man. He's probably in a gutter right now, still trying to learn how to do his 2x tables. I don't know. That kid was, I feel bad, that kid, I, was nice, and, look, I don't want to give too much away, but I changed the name. He had a name that sounded like another name, but I couldn't use his real name, man. That would have crushed his soul. Okay, so I did change the name in that bit. The actual kid who I based that joke off had a name similar to Jathan, that also sounded like two other names, and his parents had named him after the two names, whatever. Right, so there was a name, but I changed it to Jathan. But he had... You know what? His name was even dumber. I'm not going to say his name, but his name was worse than Jathan. And for a bit, I was using his real name in the joke, and then I just had to stop because I knew I wanted to get it filmed and stuff. And also, it was pretty rude. Like, that, I didn't ask the kids permission to do the joke. But anyway, thanks for watching my VCAL video, man. In your podcast, you take on the persona... This guy is like, this is written like, no offense, man. This is written by like such a pretentious douche. Like, if you read it in a certain voice, Lee sounds like a douche. Like, fair enough, he could be like, in your podcast, you take on the persona of a basic white guy. And then he goes, and you challenge, right? So this is how I read it, right? In your podcast, you take on the persona of a basic white guy. And you challenge your listeners to be more basic and white than you. While it's very funny, I wonder if you will develop a more complex on stage and podcast persona as you progress in your comedy career. Dude, who asked that shit? How old are you, Lee? Lee's 1,000, man. You say shit like my mum. When are you gonna grow up on stage? You talk about dicks a lot. Yeah, because it's fucking funny. Alright? Look at you, man, having it. That was like Lee full and having a go there. Or... Well, it's very funny. I wonder if you'll develop a more complex on stage and podcast persona. How would you know, man? You've watched one video of me performing and you're judging my entire show and stand-up comedy off that. Skedaddle. Out. Out of here. Shoo. Goodbye. Scat. anyway. So, am I supposed to answer this? I wonder if you'll develop... That's not even a question. He just said, I wonder if you'll develop. Me too. I wonder it. I probably won't. I'm a child. On that note, how does a basic person become more complex in character? Stop shopping at JJ, stop shopping at Cotton On, and eat meals that aren't KFC. And then you're an adult. I've yet to transition into that stage of my life yet, but that's how it's done. Okay? That's how you do it. Anyway, and what is your opinion, the difference between a complex person and a complicated one? By the way, this is coming from a basic white guy trying to branch out from the basic persona. Oh, Lee, so you're out here having a crack, you're out here having a dip at me for being basic when you shop at Cotton On yourself. Look at you, probably a bloody Lowe's boy, okay? buddy Kmart kid over here, Lee. How's you? You're like, oh, when are you going to grow up on stage? And you're like, yeah, I'm a basic white guy myself. Get out of here. Skedaddle. Okay. I would say the difference between a complex person and a complicated one is how you view the world, how you choose to act. Not that I necessarily choose to act. I don't really force it. I don't act in a particular way. This is me, man. I'm an idiot. I can't even pronounce Pixar films. I can't pronounce the title of a kid's film. Think about that for a second. Really process that in your brain. I went and saw that film in the cinemas and went Ratatouille, and then continued with the rest of my life until one night on Instagram stories, I was like, I'm going to talk about Ratatouille. Nuh-uh, Ratatouille. And the stupid part is, I knew it was Ratatouille. I knew that shit, okay? I know that it's a dish called Ratatouille, but then because I saw the L's, I was like, oh, Ratatouille. That is the difference. A complex person will be like, I'm going to put a tiny amount, the smallest minute amount of thought into something before I say it. A basic person, a dumbass, me, goes, what? Ratatouille? Yeah. That's the difference. I don't think I do. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, I'll put a show on in Canberra. Everyone's going to want to come. Being in heaps of messages, didn't even think about it. Called a few venues in Canberra, like, the next day. Hey, guys, I'm Luke Kijal. I want to do a show at your theatre. And then blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, yeah, man, we'll book you in. Put tickets on sale. Oh, great. So, like, none of the people who messaged me want to come. Still selling shit in Canberra, okay? If you know anyone in Canberra who would like my show, get them down, okay? That's the difference, man. A basic person. I mean, I think it's fun. Yeah, I like taking risks. Nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, I would say the main difference is where you shop. This is a JJ's hoodie. Recently, I bought a Billabong one from Surf Dive Ski. So, I'm moving up in the world, people. Okay? Your boy's growing up. Dude, I've been wearing a watch this week for the first time. I'm not wearing it right now, obviously. But, man, on stage, I've just been like, oh, look at my watch. Like, dude, it's not mine. It's my brother's watch. I don't have a watch because I'm a basic-ass white boy, right? But I've been getting real pumped about my watch. I'm a new person. And it goes with the boot persona. I've just been rocking boots every night, new watch. I'm a new man, but I don't feel any different. But people look at me and go, oh, damn. Look at that boy in his boot and watch. I assume. I don't know what people think. But, yeah, that's the difference, man. I guess it's when you decide to grow the fuck up. I was talking about this the other day with someone. Oh, I was talking with Emily. And she's my girlfriend. And we'll talk about, like, oh, have we ever moved out together or whatever. And she's like, oh, I guess I'd have to do your washing. And I was like, nah, I do it myself. And she goes, how do you do a load of washing? And I was like, it's like Australia in the 1960s. You separate the colours from the whites, right? And then she's like, all right, and then what else do you do? And she's like, where would you put woolens? And I was like, mate, not an issue. I don't own anything woolen, okay? Who the fuck? I'm not 1,000. Who owns woolen shit? All right? So it wouldn't be a problem. And so what I'll do, this is already my plan. When I move out of home, because currently my mum still does my washing, right? It's awesome. It's a primo setup. But as soon as I start doing my own washing, man, I'll just do once a month. I'm just going to buy heaps of clothes that will last me a month and then just wear all my shit until the very end, until I'm wearing like a Bintang singlet, like footy shorts. Like, you know what I mean? Until I'm, like, down to the last resort item of clothing in my wardrobe, right? My Hard Rock Cafe t-shirt. And then I'm like, all right, time for the monthly wash. Do it all at once, and then bang, you reset. That's how I'm going to do it when I move out, a monthly wash. I'm my own man, okay? I'm an independent man. I don't need no girlfriend to do my washing, okay? Currently, I need my mum, but you know what I mean? all right. Okay, I think, anyway, so that's the last question. I think I'm going to get interrupted. I might get interrupted now. You know what, I'm going to do it next week. So, I'll do your thing next week. What it is, I'll give you guys a tease of what it is. Someone did an assignment about me. His name's Nick. He did a university assignment he has to do about a performer and about a comedian, and he wrote this piece about it, and I wanted to grade his assignment on the podcast. So next week I'll do that. I think I'm going to get interrupted soon, so I'll leave the podcast there. Guys, last week to go in Melbourne. Seriously, there's only like 25 tickets left max. Like that's the I think the show that I'm selling the worst to, there's 25 tickets left. So the other one's like 15. Every show is like 15 or 10 seats left. So I really wouldn't wait on it. If you want to come see me, it's going to be a last chance to see me this show in Melbourne. And then I drop that material. I don't do that material ever again. You'll miss it. And then next year I'll have a new show. So if you want to come see me in Melbourne, I'd love to see you at the shows. This is people coming every night. And look, dude, last year I performed 22 people one night on a Wednesday. And I think like the lowest crowd I've had this year is like 60 or something on like a Wednesday. Like, that's crazy. That's insane for me. So thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, it's dream come true. I've been selling out. I've already sold out half the shows. And this week's looking like it's going to sell out almost the whole week as well. So yeah, thank you very much for watching the podcast. Sorry it was full of interruptions and full of other shit. I hope to see you guys at the shows. Adelaide, Perth, I'm coming to you next. Brisbane, please buy tickets. I want to add another show in the next week or so. There's 15 tickets left. I'd love it if you brought all your mates, got down, and then I can add an extra show. And boy, oh boy, it's going to be fun. Okay, I can't wait for the rest of the tour. The shows are going great so far. This is my favorite show ever. And yeah, I don't think I have anything else to plug other than first video podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry the lighting's a bit fucked if you're watching it still. But yeah, have a good one, and I'll see you next week.